Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend, opportunity to celebrate the Lord's Day. Today, I want to take a look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. It's today's gospel reading at Mass, and it's the call of the disciples, and Jesus begins that whole mission of gathering around him the apostles who he will personally disciple, and they'll eventually carry forth the gospel, and he'll build the church on the apostles. But he begins with the declaration that the kingdom of God is at hand. Let's read it. It says, after John had been arrested, it's John the Baptist, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So Jesus came to Galilee, it says, proclaiming the gospel of God, the good news of God. What is the good news of God? That the time of fulfillment had come. Time had reached its fulfillment, that God's plan and purpose was now going to unfold. All of God's work, all of God's purpose through the people of Israel, all the formation that happened as he forged a people that could bear his name and he could reveal himself to through the commandments, through the prophets, through the ways in which he manifested his glory and presence among them, all of it moving toward this moment, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in this moment, the unfolding of his mission. The good news of God is that Jesus Christ, his Son, has come, and that in Jesus' coming, the kingdom of God is now at hand. It's present. The kingdom of God is what? It's the rule of God, the reign of God, the economy of God, the purposes of God being revealed, and the kingdom comes in the person of Jesus. The kingdom is at hand because Jesus is there, and Jesus has come literally into enemy-occupied territory to establish the rule and reign of God. He said, it's here. The reign of God has come, so respond. And the response is, he said, repent. Repent means simply to change direction. If you're not moving in a God-directed way, to turn toward the king, and he says, and believe in the gospel, to believe in the good news. What we'll see as the gospels unfold, the story of Jesus' life, passion, death, resurrection, and his ascension into glory. And the good news is that God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever would believe in him would not die, but would have everlasting life. Jesus comes to destroy all the powers that are set against the human race that enslave us and are part of the kingdom of darkness. And he comes to transfer us, Paul will say, from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the beloved Son. This is the Father's plan in sending Jesus. Now the passage goes on. It says, as he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, come after me. I will make you fishers of men. Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little further and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called to them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men, and they followed him. So in one gospel reading, we get a picture of what Jesus is after. First, who he is. He's a king to come to establish the rule and reign of God. Number one. Number two, to call all men and women, beginning with the household of Israel itself, with the people of Israel, to call them to believe that he's the king who's come to establish God's eternal kingdom. To enter into that kingdom demands repentance and faith. Faith to believe the gospel, the good news that Jesus is proclaiming, the message he's proclaiming. And then he calls each by name. And he says, come after me. Repent and believe, and then come after me. And I will make you fishers of men. Not all of us are going to be apostles like the 12. Obviously, they're the one unique band. We have bishops who are apostles today. But every single one of us who are baptized into Christ have been called personally by him to follow him into the kingdom of the Father. Come after me. I will make you fishers of men. And you notice the response of the apostles. They immediately drop their nets. The dropping of the nets for them is literally a kind of Abrahamic response. How we've talked many times on the program, and I know you've probably heard many homilies and read about it yourself as you read the scripture, the story of Abraham. How God appears to Abraham like he appeared, as far as we know, to no one else ever, like he did to Abraham. And he called Abraham to leave everything that he had established, he'd built, his whole enterprise, his land, and to follow God, to follow the plan of God, to lead his people, his clan, out of the established order of their life, and to follow him as he followed God to the promised land. Imagine the challenge it was for him to go back and to explain to those in his clan that he encountered the living God, that there was a living God, and that he encountered him, and he was calling all of them to journey to a place, the promised land, and they said, okay, where are we going? Well, I'm not exactly sure, Abraham said. I don't know exactly where it is, but he'll lead us. Who's he? Well, he's God. How do you know? Well, because he spoke to me, because he appeared to me, and I believe it. I believe him. I believe this revelation, and I'm ready and willing to take everything that I have, everything that I've ever built, and bring you, my family, with me to follow, to become a nomad of faith, to entrust everything to this calling, to lean on God in such a way that if he wasn't there, I'd fall flat on my face, to risk everything in the pursuit of God, in the pursuit of God's purpose. That's the tradition that the apostles were living in as men of Israel. They heard the Messiah call, and they dropped their nets. And Jesus said, now follow me. I mean, that's really the essence of the call of discipleship. What is it? What does it mean to be a disciple? It's to be a learner. It's to learn what? It's to learn the life of Jesus. It's to learn how to become him, to become like him, to the point where Paul will say, it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. The life I now live, I live in, by faith in the Son of God. St. John Paul II said, at some point, every one of the baptized, and ideally this is supposed to happen at confirmation, but it obviously doesn't in many cases, said each one of the baptized must confirm their baptismal calling by making a mature personal decision to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of their life, to come under his authority, to come under his lordship, and to do what the apostles did, to drop their nets. Now, every one of us isn't called to walk away from our job tomorrow or today because we have a vocation that we have to fulfill. What the Lord is after is, where is your heart? Have you made this decision internally to say, the life I'm going to now live, I will live by faith in the Son of God. I'm going to entrust my whole life to him. I'm going to put Jesus at the center. I'm going to enthrone him in my heart, as St. Peter said. And if he's enthroned in your heart, I mean, when he's your first love and seeking to obey him, and as St. Paul says, seeking to please the Lord, if that's your fundamental motive, then everything in your world, your whole enterprise, everything you're building, your marriage, your family, your business, your relationships, pleasing the Lord Jesus becomes the centerpiece of all of it. And that's a fantastic thing, because when we enthrone Jesus and put Jesus at the center, and we follow him, he's going to lead us from darkness to light. He's going to lead us into becoming the persons the Father has made us to be. He's going to lead us into ever greater degrees of freedom. He's going to lead us to full life, full joy, he promises us. He's going to manifest in us the fruits of the Holy Spirit, things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness over time. Now, those things come alive in us. They don't come automatically. They come by virtue of the presence and power of the Holy Spirit that's within us. But they come as we say yes to God, and we cooperate, and we follow. And, you know, people say, well, I don't really know God's will in my life. I don't experience much change or difference. I don't know what difference being a Catholic actually makes at the end of the day. This is why lots of people are drifting away from the faith in these difficult and challenging times. No doubt there's reason that because of the crisis that's going on in the church, the people are shaken. I don't mean to minimize that reality. But at the end of the day, the foundation for all of us must be this personal calling from Christ. And we know we've been called because we've been baptized into his church. And this is his body. And the church will go through testing and trial and difficulty. But what it reveals, walking away from the faith for many people in anger or frustration or indifference or whatever it is that conversion actually hasn't fully taken place. This kind of conversion, where Jesus says, come after me, follow me. And we've heard the call, we've dropped our nets, and we've begun to follow him. We put our trust in him. And even in the face of being sorely, seriously disappointed by other leaders maybe in our lives, Jesus is still there leading. Jesus is faithful. We can put our trust fully in him. So he'll say at another point in the gospel, if any man, any woman would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. So to follow Jesus means this. He puts terms on the relationship, you might say. He helps us understand what the nature of this call is and what it looks like. And this description, friends, is for everybody who becomes a follower of Christ. It's not just for a special few, for a priest, a religious sister, a monk, whatever. It is part and parcel to what it means to be a Christian. So if anyone would come after me, that is, if anyone's going to follow me and respond to my call, come after me, the first thing he must do is deny himself or deny herself. What does that mean? It means deny the rule of the self within us. That is the prerogative we have to put ourselves first. I'm going to surrender my ego, the drive within me to put my will first, and I'm going to yield it to God. You transfer from me being the center to Christ being the center, and from my will be done to your will be done. Like Our Lady, the first disciple, be it done unto me according to thy word. That's what it means to deny myself, to not insist on my own way. Jesus is leading us into what it means to be discipled by him and what it means, because he wants to teach us how to live in love and to follow him. So deny yourself and then take up your cross daily. There's going to be challenges and difficulties, Jesus said. I think about the Apostle Paul. He described his life in imitating Jesus. He said, I'm the last of all, like a man sentenced to death, a spectacle to the world. I'm a fool for Christ. I'm weak. I've been held in disrepute. I'm often hungry and thirsty, reviled and persecuted and slandered. The rest of it, he said, I'm the offscouring of all things. So Paul lived through so many trials, but it wasn't as if he struggled to find meaning in the whole thing. He understood this is the pathway, and it was the pathway for him as he followed in the footsteps of Jesus. Friends, let's examine ourselves today. Have we made this decision? Have we surrendered our hearts to him, and are we walking out our lives as his disciples? God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.